Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mark Grody, thanks as always for your time at Ellis Hall. What time are you on with Spiegel and Holmes today?
I will be on with Spiegel and Holmes today at 5 o'clock is when that hit will go down.
Thanks, Mark. I know you gave us the premium stuff. They get the secondhand stuff.
Of course. That's the way it goes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get paid to be on this show. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Wow.
You sometimes like to come on here and just kind of make waves, whatever. I get what you're doing.
Did you look at that? Did you look at that?
No.
The leftovers. It's not just a segment anymore, Speaks.
The others.
Is what we are.
Give me the loot.
This segment with Mark Grody is sponsored by his Illinois State University. Create your legacy at Illinois State University. By the way, speaking of creating a legacy, Brock Spack and the Redbirds are taking on UC Davis in the FCS quarterfinals this weekend. Go Birds.
Brock Spack to Michigan. Thoughts?
I mean, it's actually not crazy.
I think it is.
He would probably as defensive coordinator.
Okay.
That's a guy that's got a lot of... He's got Big Ten stuff, Big Ten creds.
So. I bet if we had Brock Spack on the show, he would give us his best stuff, you know?
Yeah.
He wouldn't like hold it for some other show.
Every time I interview Brock Spack, I get the best stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have...
He's the only Illinois State Hall of Famer that I recognize.
Yeah, me too.
Him and Ronji.
Oh, man. Now it's war. You guys, let me just say this. You guys have never once offered me the opportunity to be the third host on a show 3 days a week. The other show did. They gave me 3 days and the third voice on their show.
It's pretty big.
What are you guys giving me?
We're giving you the Bears hit every day at 5 o'clock.
Bears.
That's what we give you. You know, the most listened to probably hour on the station.
Really?
That's what we're doing.
Wow.
Have you seen the December book from last year?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
But all right. Bears.
Anyway, Groats, it's great to see you. Thanks for coming back and making it here into the studio.
Yes, absolutely. I'm happy to be here. I think that you guys should give me a little bit of credit for that.
I was surprised. I did not know that you were going to be in studio.
I wasn't sure if I was going to make it either.
Also, I got to say, I like the down vest underneath the down coat.
Which is over the Dublin McGregor t-shirt.
Oh, hell yes. They switched the samples.
That place is a monster, I tell you. Devlin McGregor. So know your fugitive, everybody. It was a strange day at the hall today. The reason that I was able to come back, park my car in my parking garage at my place, and then walk 25 minutes to be with you guys in studio. Am I getting my HOF back now, Lawrence? You hearing me right now? Are you going to recognize me?
That's pretty badass.
That's pretty badass. This is why I was literally sweating it out a little bit as I walked on the cold streets of Chicago. I was the guy that was sweating. But it was a weird day today because the Bears did not hold a real practice today. There was a walkthrough. We didn't get to see any of it. And this was a day in which there was very rare. It's the first Wednesday that I can remember, except for maybe like a weird week where you're playing on a Friday, you're playing on a Monday or a Sunday night. No open locker room today either. So we were able to split basically 2:30 or so. So there's the why for that. And the reason is the Bears are conserving. This is that time of the season where the injuries start to pile up and they allow guys to rest a little bit. I think they will have a full practice tomorrow. But we do have some voices to bring you today beyond the head coach, Ben Johnson. We've got Caleb Williams and Kevin Byard. And I will start with Caleb Williams and his desire to indeed have the ball in his hands at the ends of games in all clutch spots, despite what happened in Green Bay this past week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's not another moment, another player, another situation. In those moments, I feel like the ball should be in my hand. And that's how I felt as a kid. That's how I still feel today. That's how I felt on Sunday in that moment. And so, feel great. It kind of goes to the MJ quote where, he missed how many game winners and, the Kobe where he took the game winner, and tried to, versus the Jazz and all of them back then. It's like, you're going to take those shots and, that's the type of mindset I have that, I'll take those shots and, I'll roll with the punches if I do miss. And that's what happened. And so you move on from it. And when that moment comes up again, I think 9 times out of 10 that I'll hit. And so, that's my mentality. That's how I feel about it. And just got to give Cole a better ball in that moment. But other than that, roll with the punches if it doesn't roll your way.
I like that. I mean, you got to be the clutch guy and you got to want it. He keeps saying give Cole a better ball. Did he say at any point that he's got to throw it earlier? Because that seems to be the accepted wisdom from Ben and from others.
The consensus is that the play call was fine if Caleb just lets the ball go like he did last week against the Eagles.
Right, or at least, either way, once the play is called, he's got to do that. Did he speak to the timing of it, or has he just kept saying, give him a better ball?
Yeah, just give him a better ball. That was the thing. And he did utter that, too, at least two times during the post-game press conference. And my guess is, Spiegs, is that when Ben Johnson and Caleb went through the review and he gave him all of his critiques, that it became even more clear at that point that Caleb needed to give him a better ball. And that's what Ben Johnson has been doing all year. When Caleb makes a mistake, he is straightforward with him, and then consequently Caleb tends to be straightforward with us.
Yeah, it's been fascinating to watch this dynamic. We've talked a lot about Caleb's accuracy on this show. Did it yesterday, and then, you know, earlier on today, and a couple other things, and, like, you know, how that's going to work. And Caleb talked about his accuracy today.
He did, and the question that I asked him was, I just gave him a chance, because we all talk about Caleb, we all critique Caleb, so I said, through, you know, 12 games so far this year, that'd be 13 games, right? If my math
that is correct.
Yeah, 9-4 is 13 indeed. How would you critique yourself, Caleb, is essentially what I asked.
Caleb, through 13 games this season, are there one or two things that
there it is.
You specifically want to get better at within the game?
Yeah, starting faster for myself, and then the other one would be, you know, some of these, like, you know, I'm doing the right things, and then, you know, the last bit of it, it's something's off, and it's either a miss or incompletion, or, you know, something just not on the same page, or, you know, so that's the area that I really want to get, you know, on the same page with the guys. And then, you know, from my side of it is, you know, doing everything right, and then you miss. And so it's just sharp focus, and sharpening my focus even more, and just making sure, starting fast and having that sharp focus from the beginning.
What is the key to starting fast? I mean, everybody talks about it. Is it something that you can practice?
Yeah, something you can practice, but also something I think just like I keep using these analogies and references and stuff, but it's just like, you know, sometimes just seeing the first basket go in and getting your first completion, and you know, just kind of seeing the, you know, the pass being caught, whatever pass it is, whether it's a deep shot, a intermediate, short, whatever it is, just you know, finding that first completion and getting in, you know, getting into your receiver's hands or tight ends or whatever, and letting them go to work.
Man, that first part where he's talking about the accuracy, and he just says, "I'm doing everything right," but then something misses. It's weird, because the way that the other people talk about it, the coaches talk about it, he's not doing everything right, and that's why something misses.
It's funny, because this came up on Middays today when Grody was talking with Marshall and Layla.
On the better hit.
Yes.
Trying my best here.
What was the follow-up that you wish you had asked?
Yes, the follow-up I would have asked is, it's not, like, from watching his facial expressions, the body language, I would have asked him, are you saying that it's angsty because you're so close, that you're doing everything right, and then something just goes wrong at the end? So I would have asked him if he feels like he is close. And that is such a fine line. You do everything, you do 95% of the things right, and then one thing goes badly. Like, that's a big deal still.
I'm just worried that he might think he's doing everything right, and the coaches might not think he's doing everything right, frankly.
Well, I think something clearly does go wrong, because he says, whether himself or miscommunication with a wide receiver or a tight end or whomever.
Yeah, but when you're throwing it 8 feet over DJ Moore's head on the second pass of the game, that's not miscommunication.
Well, and we're trying to figure that. We're talking about this on Take the North today and some of Caleb's issues early on, and I can't call it in terms of what exactly it is, but he does, and I know this is like a simpleton answer, he does seem overamped a lot at the beginnings of games.
Yes!
I mean, overthrowing guys. So it's like, Weezy saying, well, maybe just like really conservative passes. We've seen a lot of the conservative passes that get overthrown. And I said, kind of half serious, half joking, why not just a go route? Like, just foot like a bomb on the first couple of plays. Just go for the money. Like, if he's that amped up and that arm is that strong, let it loose. And I don't know what the issue is. And obviously, Caleb can't quite express or put into words.
That's the part that concerns me.
Yeah. Like, what's wrong early on? What's wrong with the simple?
I mean, I don't mean to be a jerk about this, but we can go back to something that you've kind of felt about Caleb, where, remember, he would tell you, I don't feel nerves. I don't feel those things.
And that was not true.
I mean, it's...
We don't know, but you know what, Lawrence? I brought that up as well on the podcast, that we know that he has said that. He has stated that he doesn't have nerves. And maybe he doesn't feel nervous, but there's something.
Something.
There's something.
Hey, man, it's young quarterbacks. We played the Kevin O'Connell, J.J. McCarthy thing earlier. It's like just getting relaxed and getting to be yourself. These are young kids learning some of this stuff.
I covered all of Jay's career as a Bear, and Jay was kind of like, I never felt like I was in the game until... I got hit real good.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys, like, they just kind of click on at some point. I don't know what the mechanism is for Caleb, and I'm sure that they're trying to figure out, like, all sorts of different ways to engage him and to make sure that whatever that level of amped up is or
whatever
anxiety
is.
Or whatever it is, how they want to get to the bottom of it so that he feels as comfortable as possible.
It's very, very interesting. Ben Johnson would tell you he needs more time on task.
yeah, he did.
How much time?
He will get into that, but the first part of this is that Ben Johnson does say that Caleb has taken well to coaching, but as you just indicated, Spiegs, the teaching process is apparently just getting started.
He's been receptive from the get-go. It's just been a matter of reps. I think we've been, Declan and I have talked about that up here. He just needs a million reps right now, and you know we've probably gotten about 10,000. We're going to need another 100,000, you know, and we're working on it. And he's doing a great job taking it. There's some things that he's hearing for the first time, even after the game the other day. You know, I'm like, hey, next time we get this, we need to think ba 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 ba. And so that's part of it. And he's banking those reps. I think he does a good job with that library that we keep talking about, where he's going to be able to go back and reference those coaching points, and he'll be better for it in the long run. So, you know, we're working every single day. I feel so strongly about the process that we have in place with him right now that I know the gains are going to come.
So, look, we did the math, a little more than 200 years to get to a million reps if he does the work that an NFL quarterback
Sometimes it takes that amount of time, man. There's a lot of quarterbacks who have taken 200 years to get good, Speaks. You know what I know.
I don't know if there's a lot of Bears fans who have that kind of time.
One of them's back playing for the Colts.
Yeah, he is. Let's go, Phil.
Phil has that kind of time.
Come on, kid. It's interesting because that still tells you the answer to one question that maybe some people have, maybe some people don't, and that is it's clear that Ben Johnson still has 100% faith in Caleb Williams, and the process is still on, and he still Ben Johnson knows what he still needs, and that is still, despite the hyperbole, time on task.
Yeah,
he needs another training camp.
I think you're on it, like, completely, Groats. Like, I feel like that's what I was hearing him say. As much time as Caleb has spent, and I do think that they're coming out of last year, like, yeah, he worked really hard, but he didn't necessarily know how to work hard because he wasn't getting great coaching. Now he's getting the great coaching, and it's like, we need you to do more, and we're going to help you, but you're already behind because you had a year in the NFL with terrible coaching and not even close to what it is that we're asking you to do, which is why we came up with the idea that Caleb basically needs to be reclassified as a rookie because he's going through the stuff that a rookie quarterback would go through. And Ben Johnson told us in the summertime, yeah, that stuff he did last year doesn't really matter.
And I think that's the logical way to look at it. I mean, I feel like every single report that I did, especially in training camp and as the season has gone on, I haven't done it as much. But the disclaimer as always is, like, you can kind of scratch out what happened last year. And look, it's not all the coaching was bad. Caleb had his own issues. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that Caleb knew, as you indicated, Lawrence, what it meant to be a quarterback in the NFL. Off the field and on the field, because it is vastly different than it is in college in both of those aspects.
What else we got, Mark Grody?
How about Kevin Byard? The defense can afford to be a little bit better. They are 27th against the rush, 21st in defending the pass. We know the turnovers have been great, but there does need to be more, and here's Kevin Byard on that.
what's the next step for the defense? If something needs tightening up, something you'd like to see be better in these final games, what is the next step?
Just looking back at the last game, whatever it may be, obviously we had some explosive plays that we can't allow to happen. So that's one thing as far as on the back end, we got to tighten up with just the execution of different coverages, making sure we're on top of that. But then obviously late in the year, you know, you got to be able to stop the run. You know, teams are going to want to be able to run the ball and then have play action off of that. So stopping the run first and foremost to be able to have the opportunity to defend guys on third down, because I think looking at the last game, Green Bay was 8 of 12 on third downs, but I think 7 of those third downs were 3 and less. So that means that they were really good on first and second down. So we have to be better on early downs to be able to get guys in the third and long, because we're really good on third and long. So I just think those are a couple things we just got to button up, but we're just continuing to get better.
And on that note, the third and two, like, what do you take away from that run and just how it was defended and what you guys can do differently? The Jacobs 21-yard run.
I mean, you know, just missed tackles. I don't think we got to look too much into it. Obviously, I think we had the team defend it. You know what I mean? I think it's just really just finishing the play. You know, that was a big play in the game. You know what I mean? Like, we stop him, they probably kick a field goal, and that can probably change up how Ben calls the last drive because we was in field goal range, whatever it may be. But, you know, just as a defense and guys on our team, we take a lot of pride in tackling and finishing plays, and I just don't think we finished right there.
Yeah, they've been very good at tackling by the numbers in terms of the number of missed tackles has been very low, but that was a brutal moment. Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize it's 27th in rushing yards per game.
When you take the ball away, some of those statistics don't matter.
100%.
Right. But when you don't, it's glaring.
Exposed is really what it is.
And him talking about them needing to tighten up the coverage, we spent a lot of time like trying to dissect what went wrong. You know,
much time.
Yeah, and like you end up in man coverage, and you go, oh, they didn't have the personnel. Speaking of which, Groats, like, you've been around Kyler Gordon since he got here. How do you feel like they feel about where Kyler Gordon is at right now?
I heard you guys playing the cut coming in and listening to Ben Johnson sort of just throw his arms up like, I don't know who this guy is. Like, you know, he hasn't really been healthy since I've been here. So I think that, like, in my time covering football on a full-time basis, which has been since 2018, what I've learned about coaches is they could be a little bit heartless when it comes to injured players. Like, you can't help me. So what am I supposed to say about this player who has been completely unhelpful to me? I think that's what Ben Johnson is saying. We all know how talented of a player Kyler Gordon is, maybe the best slot cornerback in the league when he is right, when he is on. But right now, Ben Johnson is saying, I don't know what to tell you guys because he ain't helping me.
And he's not one of his guys. Like, he doesn't have a lot of – the Bears have a huge investment in Kyler.
Yep.
But Ben Johnson doesn't have one.
Hey, that reminds me of DJ Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Big investment by the team. Not necessarily a big investment by Ben.
Why are we not seeing DJ Moore do more?
It's a great question, because every single time that we, even previous to this, and this was like, this is rock bottom for DJ in terms of his lack of production in a game, and it's obviously not all on him, but whenever we ask DJ about it, he goes into the mode of, I don't care. I'll do whatever I have to do mode. You know that he wants it more. I don't. You know what I compare it to a little bit? And I don't know if this is a proper analogy, is when Justin Fields became the quarterback and all of a sudden there was nothing with Allen Robinson. And previously, Allen Robinson had a great connection with Mitch Trubisky. It's the same situation now with DJ Moore. DJ Moore had a great time with Justin Fields, and there just isn't. And this was going on last year, too. They get along great. All of that stuff. They have made that point to us in the locker room. Those two guys don't seem to have a great on-field chemistry, and sometimes that's just it.
We're going to do it the Caleb way, and we'll go from there. Nuggets, tidbits, quotes. Looking at an injury report here in front of me, it's a walkthrough, so yes. It's an estimation.
Extremely important to point that out. Very much an estimate. We were just talking about Kyler Gordon. For people who don't know, he would have been out of the practice today. Specifically on that, Ben Johnson said today that it's to be determined whether he's going to play again this year. And he said, Ben Johnson, quote, coming out of the Packers pregame. It didn't look very good. That's pretty ominous to me. Mm-hmm. Travis Homer would have been a did not practice. Good to see Roma Dunze would have been limited. Tyreek Stevenson, limited. Alamide Zaccheaus, limited. Another one of those highly paid guys on defense. Ruben Hippolyte, shoulder injury, full. And Jalen Johnson, good to see him as a full participant. A couple other things. Kevin Byard predicting that the Bears, and being realistic, saying that the Bears are probably going to need 11 wins on this season to get into the big dance. And if you want more later on today, actually, I'm not sure when the latest TTN drops. We recorded today. It's a pretty big Caleb episode. It's a lot. We went through some of the other stuff, but TTN was a lot of Caleb Williams. If you need it, if you can handle it. And I don't know if you can handle
it. If you're strong enough.
I don't know if you can handle it. And I hope this went well, guys. I hope you felt like I was giving you my best stuff. If not, I'm a free agent after the football season.
Well, no. Now I think we know that you lied to the midday show.
You lied. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. People are going to have to vote on what the better hit was, I guess.
It was this one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.